You are listening to Fantasy NBA Goat, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. My name is Purity and this is episode 35, and with me...
Hi guys, my name is Ivan and you're listening to the first and only Family Fantasy Basketball podcast. I almost forgot this phrase since we haven't...
It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't uploaded the main podcast for almost a month.
Yeah, almost a month actually. And we've just been taking time off a little bit. We've been mourning a little because we were like the biggest Kobe's fans, right?
Well, we just didn't feel like after Kobe's death, we didn't feel like
it was really
making
sad.
Recording podcasts. Like I didn't even feel like playing fantasy that much.
Me too. It was when we saw it, we were like, no, this is fake news. Like we didn't believe it at all. We were thought people were playing. Someone posted a fake news on the internet, but all we're gonna say is rest in peace, Mamba. Yeah. And let's start with this story, which is actually together.
About tribute.
Mamba. About how Anthony Davis and LeBron James paid tribute to Kobe by getting tattoos, both of them. And I must say, my favorite tattoo is Anthony Davis' tattoo. So
you would tattoo Anthony Davis on your body?
No. The tattoo, the tattoo he did for Kobe, it's really beautiful. Where is it?
You wanted.
No.
It's Black Mamba.
It's a Black Mamba.
And Kobe's logo. That is Kobe's logo.
Yeah, and Kobe's logo. Wow, it's beautiful. So, well, actually, LeBron posted his first, you know. I saw it on the social
Anthony
media.
Didn't post his tattoo at all.
Yeah, he didn't
post. His tattoo
post.
Artist. The
tattoo artist did.
I think woman or who?
Yeah, a girl. Vanessa girl. Aurelia. That's her
who
name.
Did his tattoo. She posted.
Yes. So.
Doesn't he have, like, a copyright on his tattoo? Now she's getting clicks and views.
Well, yeah, just for doing Anthony Davis. Well, I would do the same. I would do the same.
And then Anthony Davis comes in. sues you.
He won. Maybe they're best friends. Who knows? So, they revealed both of the tattoos. And let's talk about LeBron's tattoo. It says the number 8 and 24, which Kobe used to wear. And two roses, you can see, and a black mamba. Well, it's also actually good. I like it. It's really good. Both of their tattoos are really great.
Why don't
great.
You like redo your tattoo? Put black mamba.
I have a tattoo, but it's stupid tattoo actually. Some guy lied to me that's a tattoo, because at that time I wanted a tattoo and he just put a needle on my hand. It's like a love.
Heart.
Yeah, heart. I was on my hand over my shoulder. And it's nothing special. Maybe I should.
Maybe
go
I
get...
can redo my tattoo so it looks like. Because I have a.
He does actually. He does like have a tattoo.
How's it? Gecko?
Yeah.
Gecko?
A gecko.
So. Really it great. Already has a tail, so it can be like a snake, but what do we do with hands? Something like. We cover the hands.
No, so all we can say is. These tattoos are great. I'm sure Kobe is happy with the tattoos.
That's stupid. Kobe's happy with it. What?
If he's watching from up there, that's what I meant.
So guys, as you know, the bad things are happening around the world. First, these poor NBA players are being traded left and right. These poor millionaires being traded against their will. They have to move from one mansion to another mansion. Nobody asks them if they want to do it. And then this coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
At least they don't have coronavirus in NBA.
Well,
in Europe, it's coming. It came already. I mean, it didn't come to Serbia, but
thank God. No way.
It's here. It's on continent. But we're not worried because there's no way that like coronavirus can find our neighborhood. Like, no one can find our like nothing comes here. Not even snow. Like
nothing happens.
Even snow couldn't find us this year. In like the whole winter, snow couldn't find a way to come to our neighborhood. So We're completely sure that Corona, like, not even with the GPRS,
Yeah,
GPS,
not even with the.
Google Map.
Yeah, it
Not.
won't find us at all.
Not.
So. Well, boo hoo's the one that complaining. Why are you complaining? You get to have your millionaires. So, only one guy complained, actually. Andre Drummond, of course. You know, Andre Drummond plays for the Detroit Pistons and
He was
he.
the maybe the biggest star being traded, if you
Really? I think Russell is the biggest. I like Russell.
D'Lo.
Yes, D'Lo is like much better.
For you, because you're in love with him,
No, I'm not in love. Just
but I think that Andre was, and he spent, okay, D'Lo, like, he doesn't care. D'Lo has used already, like, today he's playing for this club, 3 days after he's playing for another
He's
coast
used
for
to
another
it.
club. Like, he never unpacks his suitcases. He's always ready to be traded in the middle of
Yeah,
the night.
he's like, thank you. I was ready. My suitcase is ready. I'm going. Thank you so much. So yeah, well, yeah, he's the biggest. I think, but I know that all I know about Andre Drummond is like he's the biggest rebounder. That's all I know. But
All I
I
know,
mean,
you don't know that he doesn't like avocados?
is that one too? We mentioned it. During,
And
I
there
don't
are
know when,
avocados
but
everywhere in Cleveland, left and right.
really, how
Avocado
do you know?
trees. I'm joking.
I know. I was just playing with you too. So. He's quoted, he said, very important lesson about the NBA. There's no friends or loyalty. Oh, really? He's learning that now. Like, didn't he? No, when
Yeah,
he,
something
wait,
off.
no, when it happens to other people, he didn't learn that lesson. But when it happened to him, oh,
Why?
I have learned my lesson. There is no loyalty in friends. Of
Something
course,
just
there
came to
not.
my mind. Is SpongeBob living in avocado?
Under the sea with the
Yeah.
avocado? I think so.
No, it's pineapple.
Pineapple, not
Not
avocado.
avocado. What? Yeah, like, imagine if SpongeBob was allergic to pineapples. Like, it has nothing to do with this. Okay, it was stupid. Sorry, guys.
Well, so the 6'11 horse all-star who has been with the Detroit Pistons since he was drafted in 2012.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wow. Of course, if it was me, I'd be complaining too. So he's been there his whole life. So
Well, if he was
what?
traded to, I don't know, Los Angeles, New York,
He
okay, maybe
wouldn't
not New York
complain.
Knicks, maybe Brooklyn
Yeah.
or you know, some nice city, he wouldn't complain. But he's
Yeah.
going from Detroit to
To
Cleveland,
Cleveland.
like, he's not
And
happy about
everybody
it.
knows, like, people say Cleveland is like the worst
Cleveland
team.
rocks. Oh, I mean
No.
team. Ah.
Yeah, the worst team to
Team,
go to.
yeah.
Cleveland rocks.
No,
I don't
that's
know.
the same, because there is a museum of rock music or rock and roll in Cleveland, and
That's the only thing they have there.
it's, yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah.
So, okay, he said, I've given my heart and soul to the Pistons. And to have this happen with no heads up make me realize even more that this is just a business. Good business, actually, Ramon. Good business. And then he quote again, I love you, Detroit. You will always have a special place in my heart. Oh, but on to the next. Cavs, hope you're ready. Let's finish the year off the right way. So there's 26 is a
Is he talking like
center.
that? So
Like,
that's your problem.
no, I'm
Talking like
trying
a
to quote him
little
like I'm sad. Like, oh my God,
girl?
I will love you. But
Okay.
no, something like that. That's
It's
how
not
people
fine.
say. Oh no, it is fun actually. You don't know. So the 26-year-old is a center, two-time All-Star, currently leading in rebounds in the league, the fantasy. If you have me, if I'm playing someone in fantasy and he has Andre Drummond, I am like, oh my God, he has Andre Drummond. So that's it, the story.
So, as you all know, maybe some of you don't, maybe you were busy and you didn't hear about these trades, but I don't think.
No
Yes.
one is that too busy to realize what's going on.
So, we're gonna start from the biggest trades.
Let's do it.
And it's Warriors and Wolves. So they swap D'Lo for Wiggins. So this is what Warriors got. They got Andrew Wiggins, top three protected 2021 first round pick and 2021 second round pick. And T-Wolves got D'Lo, Omari Spellman, and Jacob Evans. So, like, are you happy for Cat?
Well, I guess I am. I don't know.
I mean, you don't
I'm
know.
Worried about Andrew Wiggins. I don't know if he's gonna continue performing well.
Well, I think that, okay, I think that Andrew Wiggins is gonna, he's gonna have a bigger usage, especially now, like, Steph is still injured, and he's gonna play there all alone. I think he doesn't have cats to,
okay.
You know, take his usage in. I think that the...
I think D'Lo will
no,
play...
I asked you, are you happy for Cat and
I'm very happy
D'Lo?
For him.
I know
I'm
D'Lo,
very happy for him.
They are like two best buddies.
Well, I'm happy for them.
Cat,
I
first,
want to see how they're going to play
so
together.
He was so stressed because they traded away Covington.
Uh-huh.
He... I don't know if he tweeted or where he said it, something like, I don't know, he was really, really upset about that. And then, like, I don't know, it was like one day after, he's getting his best friend. And like his next message was, oh, I'm so happy playing with my best buddy ever. Like,
wow, that's NBA for you.
How do they get to be the best friends ever? Like, they never played together. Nah.
Maybe they hang out together.
Hang out where? This guy is in Minneapolis, this guy is in Brooklyn
maybe
before.
Maybe during holidays.
But like, you see your friend.
When the season ends. Hmm. Yeah, probably. Who knows what they do.
They see each other like twice a year and they're the
They're not
the
like
best.
Us, you know, they never post anything on social media.
Who?
So I don't know what's going on.
Ah, Kat.
Damn, yeah.
How do you know? You follow Kat?
Mm-hmm. I follow everyone.
So the next big trade is Houston Rockets
traded away Capella,
Atlanta Hawks, T-Wolves, and that was a 12 player deal. That's the largest NBA trade, four team 12 player deal. So the Rockets, they got Robert Covington and Jordan Bell. So, yeah, okay, Covington, I don't think Jordan Bell is like, we will just have to wait and see. I don't think he's immediate pickup. Covington, maybe he will gain some value, we'll see. Hawks, they get Clint Capella. And Nene Hilario, I think that Clint, I don't think he's gonna, many people say, okay, he's not gonna lose his value. During the summer, everybody's saying, do you remember, Clint is gonna lose so much value when Russell Westbrook comes,
mm-hmm.
like everybody was so low on Clint, and then this was the best season ever.
Yeah.
But now, I'm not sure anymore, because now he has to play with another center,
John Collins.
John Collins is gonna play power forward now. So
Trae Young, so many people.
Okay, Trae Young, that's good because he's gonna like get better point guard, the point guard who wanna pass actually, you know. But playing together with John Collins, I think that John Collins is gonna lose more. He will have to play power forward now, and I think decrease in rebounds and blocks, you're gonna see it. So Capella also, he will have to lose some rebounds. Like just, it's not possible that he still has this crazy 20 rebounds per game. These crazy rebound games. What did I say? Crazy rebound games. I personally didn't like trade because in my dynasty league I have both of them, Capella and John Collins, and Cat and D'Lo. So like I don't like when I'm just like this season all the trades that happened during summer and now were completely against my dynasty team. So where was I? Minnesota. They got Malik Beasley, Juancho Hernangómez, Evan Turner, Jared Vanderbilt, first round from the Brooklyn Nets, and that pick, first round pick, was transferred by the Hawks. So Nuggets, this is what they're getting, what they got: Gerald Green, Noah Vonleh. I cannot even pronounce this guy's name.
Bates
Diop.
Oh, Diop.
Shabazz Napier and first round pick from Rockets. Denver didn't gain anything, didn't lose anything. Houston, I just don't understand them. Some people says that this is because they wanted to stay out of luxury tax. They didn't want to pay this luxury tax. If it's because of that, then I don't get it. It's stupid. Some people say it's because they see they cannot. If they have to play Lakers in playoffs, just Clint versus Dwight and Jawal, and they probably thought it's better to go small and then outrun Lakers maybe or other. I don't know what's the reason, but yeah, I just didn't like this trade. So another trade, Heat and Grizzlies. So Miami got Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill. Grizzlies got Justice Winslow, Joju. How do you read this? This is African.
Korgui Dieng, I think. I don't know. Why are you asking
people
me? I don't know.
Well, he's an African. That's what I'm asking you. Because people say Joju Dieng. Dieng.
I've never had anyone in Africa.
Okay, he's fake African. and Dion Waiters and T-Wolves also in this trade, they got James Johnson. We're later going to talk about D'Anthony Melton, whose value will increase. And when we finish all this, we'll be talking about waiver wire pickups and what players you must take from the waiver wire. Another trade, so this is Cavaliers and Detroit Pistons, of course, the trade that we were talking in the beginning. Cavs got Andre Drummond. Pistons got John Kenson, Brandon Knight, and second round pick. So they basically got a bag of potato chips for one of the best centers in the league.
Yes. Maybe now they will be great.
Who?
Cavaliers. They have Andre Drummond over there. Well, they should use him.
Yeah, they're Maximum. Not gonna be the second worst team in the league, that's for sure.
That's right.
But he can opt out of his contract. So, yeah, will he resign with the Cavaliers? If you were NBA players, would you play
he
and
won't.
Live in Cleveland?
He's complaining too much. He won't stay. That for sure. He wants to
Where would you play if you were?
Los Angeles. The Lakers.
You think you would be let to choose?
No. You asked me if I wanted, where I wanted to go there. Okay. If I'm not allowed to choose anyway, I would be fine.
So they will have to kick LeBron to sign you?
I am not that special. Trust me. They won't.
You think you can play along with LeBron?
Why not? It's a dream come true.
Two huge stars together.
Yeah.
Okay, so another trade. Philadelphia 76ers and Golden State Warriors. Sixers got Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III. While we're here, let's say the little dog lost all of his value. He was, not all of his value, but he's a drop candidate. He was really good this year, and now they're like they just it, it he will have to he will be behind so many guys, and of course he won't be starting anymore. Alec Burks also lost value. Maybe you should go and, yeah, let's say for the Golden State Warriors, they got 2020 second round pick, 2021 second round pick, 2022 second round pick, so 3 second round picks. Maybe you should go and grab Damon Lee. I don't know, maybe I think Marquise. Well, depending on the league size. Marquise Chris is already playing well over there. Okay, let's finish with these trades. So many trades. Atlanta Hawks, Sacramento Kings. Hawks got Dwayne Dedmon, 2020 and 2021 second round pick. And Kings got Jabari Parker, and Alex Len. So, like, why did they had this Dwayne Dedmon last season? And they, what did they do? I think they traded him away, and now they're getting him back. Like, why are you doing this? I don't understand. Another trade: Rockets and Grizzlies. Rockets got Bruno Caboclo and second round pick, and Memphis Grizzlies got Jordan Bell and second round pick. I don't think. Did he say? I don't think that Jordan Bell is automatic add.
If he's available, that way.
Yeah. Another pick: Grizzlies, Deng, in Minnesota's Minnesota James Johnson. What happened with this pick? I think they used those guys. I completely lost now. I completely lost. I'm completely lost in these trades. Like this Napier, like he went from Minnesota. Like I'm completely lost at the moment. Okay, let's finish with this Clippers, Knicks, and Wizards. They swapped these rotation players. So Clippers got Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas. And I think they released Isaiah Thomas immediately, I think. Wizards got Jerome Robinson, Knicks got more Heartless, Clippers 2020 first round pick, 2023 second round pick, that's from Detroit, and this guy that I have never heard before. Yusuf Shannon?
Shannon, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, never heard of these guys. So yeah, those were trades, and we're just gonna go and see which players will benefit from all this movement. So the guy who benefited the most of all the players in the league is who?
Christian Wood from...
Do you have to yell that much?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He can hear you?
Yeah,
he's
yes.
He's like, yeah, yeah, I know. I benefited. Like, you don't need to. Yeah, Christian Wood, I just grabbed him last night as soon as I heard about the trade. I mean, it was night here in Serbia. I think he's gonna get, like, he's great per 36. And this season he played, let me see, he played how many minutes per game? Only 18 this year. And now he's gonna play, I don't know, it's probably 10 minutes more I think he will play. And I think he's gonna be at least top 100, maybe top 70, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe some people even project top 50. I wouldn't go that far. But okay, let me read you his stats from this season. This is like, as I told you, playing this 18 minutes. So he had 10.5 points per game, 0.8 blocks, total rebounds 5.3, steals 0.5. Let me see, field goals percentage 57%, free throws 73.8, threes 0.7 threes per game. What did I miss? Well, I didn't say turnovers, 1.1. So yeah, that was. But recently, since Blake got shut down and
you mean injured?
Yeah, injured and he's done for the season. He started playing really well last few games. Let me just read you. Okay, last few games. So this is. The game, this is the last game that Pistons played. 21 point. So this is with the Drummond. 21 point, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. Game before that, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Before that, 11 points, 2 steals, 4 rebounds. Those were last 3 games. Game before that, he was not that good. Only 7 points, 5 rebounds. Game before that, 20 points, 2 steals, 8 rebounds. So he's been oscillating a lot, but he had some really good games. And like if he's on your waiver wire, just don't wait. I didn't hesitate, even though in my dynasty league I have so many centers. Like I don't know what to do with so many centers, but I couldn't miss on him. So if your league is shallower, then well, how deep is your league? 14 teams, he's not available. That means maybe he can be available in a 10. In a 10 teams league, he's 100% well. I mean, he should be.
Or 12, yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe 12 too. Okay, that's all on Christian Wood.
Another guy so who benefited from all this trade is DeAntoni Melton. Yes, he has a nickname or no?
Melty. Melting guy.
Melton.
He cannot stay on the sun for very long. Melton. He starts melting.
Melting. Ah, that's good.
So, yeah, I think you should also consider grabbing this guy. He's in many leagues, many shallower leagues that are under 16 teams, probably. In your league is 14 and he's taken. So maybe even in 14 he's taken. But so if you're playing 14, 12, you should consider him. This is this guy. This is his second season. When we were talking about Woods, he's not that old. He's I think. Let me go back. Woods is 20. How old is he? 20. I cannot find. This season he's 24, I think. Yes, he's 24. So he played. This is his sixth season. Like he played like since he was 12. He started playing professional basketball straight from kindergarten, I think.
Oh wow! Amazing.
Yeah, he was.
All I can say is
kid.
Good.
Kid wonder. Mm-hmm. He was just born and started playing basketball. But this guy. This is his second season, and last season he spent in Phoenix. This season, he was a little bit better, and he was showing signs of life, and that if he was given more minutes, he could be really good. especially defensive player, and now he will get more minutes, that's for sure. He last season he played more in his rookie season than in his sophomore season. Last year he played 19.7, this year only 18.1 minutes per game. So let's see what he did in this 18.1 minutes per game. 8 points, 1.3 steals. I think if he gets like 10 minutes more, it can be 2.5 steals per game. So that could be that's great. And he's not only great in steals, all of his stats can get better. Block 0.3, then 3 assists per game, rebounds 3.7, threes, 1.7 threes per game. That's already nice, and it can be really good if he gets more minutes, which yeah, I think he will get. Field goals for 45.6, 3 point percentage 30.8, from free throws 84%. And turnovers, 1.5 turnover per game. So these are the last few games that Melton played. Last game he had 10 points, 9 rebounds, that's a lot, 5 assists, 1 block, 1 steal. This was a really nice stat line. Game before that, he was really bad, only 2 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. Then game before that, 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. Before that, 10 points, 1 steal, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Four before that, 14 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 8 points, 1 steal, 1 block. So this is like how he was playing recently and pretty much throughout the season. So I think that you should.
Go and pick it up immediately if he's free. Go now after this podcast. Go.
So if he doesn't pay off, if he is a bust, people text you and ask for a refund.
Well, I cannot guarantee 100%, but try. All we have to do is try. Life is all about trying and risking it all and trying. So go ahead.
So this next guy that we're gonna talk about, his name is Miles Bridges. Are you sick? Are you sick of hearing that name on this podcast? Are you sick of
Miles
talking about
Bridges.
Miles Bridges for like 50th time in the
Definitely.
last 6 months?
Definitely, I'm exhausted. And
Do you dream about Miles Bridges?
no, actually, you drop him and pick him all the time. I don't know what's your deal, seriously. If you're listening, Miles Bridges, just know people are just dumping you and picking you, dumping and picking. That's what you are.
But I do that for his own good.
Yeah, because
To teach him a lesson. I love him.
He has learned a valuable lesson,
Yeah, he
yeah.
did. Since I dropped him, he started playing well. So I
Yeah,
pick him
that's
back and
right.
he's playing, pick him at several places.
That's right, it's true.
I taught him a lesson.
Yeah, so it works, guys.
So we're gonna talk about Miles Bridges like 10th time
Maybe the last time.
in last 9 episodes.
Maybe this time it's the
But I
last
think
time.
we jinx it. Every time we talk about him, we talk about him when he's good. And after that, he stops playing.
You think it's because of us?
I think. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
we'll
know what to
see.
tell you. I some things. So, you probably picked him up. If you're in some shallow league, just go and take Miles Bridges. So if he starts playing bad, you can just like tweet at me and tell me I know nothing. It's okay. He's playing really well recently, and I just hope it will stick now.
Let's hope so.
I just hope.
Let's just hope, yeah.
So, yeah. So, like, this is the last
And
game.
pray.
This is the last game. 20 points, 15 rebounds, 15, 1 5. One steal, one block, one three.
Oh,
Isn't
wow.
that great?
That was great.
Yeah. A game before that, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 assists, 2 threes. Game before that, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 assists, how many threes, 4 threes.
Oh, wow.
Game before that, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 threes. Game before that, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block, 2 threes. So this is how many games in a row now? This is 5 excellent games Miles had. And we just hope we don't jinx you, Miles. If Miles is free, go pick him up.
Immediately.
He is the best player in the planet of
Africa.
Charlotte. Africa?
Yes, of Charlotte. Now let's talk about his brother from another mother, is Mikal Bridges. Mikal.
Since Dario Saric is injured and he's been starting, but I don't think it's just because of that. He's getting approximately the same. Those are the same minutes with Saric playing in, with him playing in the starting lineup, or Saric is in the starting lineup there. The minutes are pretty much the same, but he's one of these guys, same as Miles Bridges, that have these streaks of several games playing good and then disappearing from, you know, falling from the edge
wagon.
Of the edge of the
wagon.
Earth. What?
The wagon, you know?
The wagon? No.
Mm-hmm. That's what people say. You're falling
edge
off
of the
from
earth.
The wagon.
Since the earth is flat circle.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't ride the trains. You think he will fall from the wagon?
No,
he
but
flies
that's what
with
say.
A plane. The NBA teams, that's how they do it. Okay, let's see the last... He might be available in your league, if your league is like maybe 12 teams, something, right? He's not available in your league, because you were so smart to drop him.
Well, he was. I don't know why I did that. Seriously.
He was not playing bad. Why did you drop him?
I don't know. It still hurts. Don't ask me. I don't know anything. It's just a mistake.
You
so
just feel like you wake up, have your coffee, and you feel like sacking some people, dropping. Like, today, you're going to lose your job in my fantasy team.
Yes, well, what can I say? You make mistakes. That's
why,
fantasy.
Yeah, but why are you so mean? Like, what is, how is he, like, when you do that, you don't think what happens to him? How is he going to feed his children?
No, that's not going to happen. Nothing's gonna happen to him if I fire him.
But his little children? You don't care.
I don't think he has kids. But okay.
But what if
I'm
he
not
did?
Sure though.
You don't even fact check before you check someone. You don't care, huh?
No. I don't know. He did something. He must have done something.
Something to you?
Yeah, yes. To my
to
league.
To upset you?
No, he must have done something in my league for me to drop
I just
him.
Think you're mean.
Like, okay, I'm mean,
you,
I guess.
You.
Well, in fantasy, you take risks.
You're a bad boss.
Sometimes you make bad risks, so.
Just hope you never become like the real life basketball owner of the basketball club.
That would be interesting.
Those people would suffer.
That would never happen.
So recently, last game, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block. Game before that, he was excellent. 12 points, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Yeah, first game, this game he didn't hit 3. This game versus Detroit, which was like the first game. The last game that he played was 3 threes. He hit 3 threes. The 3 games away, 7 points, but he had 2 steals and 2 blocks, 3 rebounds. Before that, he was bad. 2 points, 1 block, 6 rebounds. Before that, This is I think you sack him when he after this game. I don't know, or before this game. I
Yeah,
don't know.
somewhere
If
there.
you sack him after this game, then I don't understand you. The game was he had 13 points, two steals, one block, six assists, two rebounds, and one three. Why would you sack him after such a good game?
I don't know.
So yeah, he's also good, like he's good for steals and blocks and a little bit of this, little bit of that. And yeah, if you're like in league that is deeper than 10 teams, I think you should.
Pick him up immediately. That is it, guys, on this episode. I hope everybody that you enjoyed, and
Stay away from virus.
yeah, virus, take
Lock
care.
yourself inside of your house, apartment. Do not leave. Just order foods, you know.
And then I walk by, I see some weird people wearing masks. I can do that too.
Yeah,
Wear a mask so
wear a
that.
mask, but not like this Wakanda or something Halloween mask.
Ah,
But
yeah, not
not.
the masks from Wakanda. No,
You
no.
can, but.
Yeah, it's not Halloween. No, not
It
yet.
won't protect you.
No, it won't. Maybe, who knows? I think it can. So, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can find us on all social media. That is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for at Fantasy NBA God. You can tweet at us, fantasyNBAGod@gmail.com. You can
Wait,
find us.
how do you tweet at someone's email?
I said email. I said tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. You can email us at fan. Ah, you can email. Our email address is
Can email us. That's the phrase. Email
fantasyNBAGod@gmail.com.
us.
Yes, email us. And you can find our podcast. Tell them.
You can find our podcast anywhere.
Yes.
If you don't have a podcatcher, then go to Anchor, where we host our podcast. Anchor. .fm / fantasy NBA goat. But if you have a podcatcher, then just which is Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and etc., then just well, if you're listening, then you're probably subscribed. So why am I
Yes,
telling you
so
this?
don't tell your friends about our podcast.
Yeah, please.
We are like the
Yeah,
best fantasy podcast.
no, but for real, help
Rate
us out.
us, yes, give us a five star,
Tell
subscribe.
your friends about a podcast. That would be
Yeah,
great.
that would really help us. And you can find
And our
our
website, we didn't say,
yeah.
fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly spelled with Weebly. That's it, right?
That's it.
Everything.
Yes, so we are done here until next time. See you then,
Thank you for
guys.
listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.